Welcome to Season 3 of E-Commerce Fastlane, Episode 97.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by ShipBob, the best-in-class order fulfillment company for small to mid-size Shopify brands. ShipBob powers two-day and three-day shipping and fulfillment for thousands of direct-to-consumer brands. They've also been fully operational during the coronavirus across their 9 fulfillment centers in the U.S., Canada, and Europe. ShipBob is also a tech-enabled 3PL that fulfills e-commerce orders for direct-to-consumer retailers. Their mission is clear: to make your Shopify brand successful by providing best-in-class logistics so your customers don't go elsewhere. With reliable fulfillment services, warehouses near your customers, and connected technology that powers the fulfillment network, they will help improve transit times, shipping costs, and the delivery experience for your customers. So check them out today at shipbob.com. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify, or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. Now, my guest in today's episode is Shoshana Posner, who is the Director of Business Development at NoFraud. And they're an online fraud protection company that really helps identify fraudulent orders while ensuring the highest order approval rate. Now, chargebacks, unfortunately, are part of doing business online. And, you know, while many can be disputed effectively and literally by providing proof that the item was actually delivered, it's almost impossible to win a fraud chargeback. Preventing fraud chargeback losses occur at the point of purchase, and a merchant needs to be able to distinguish between a good order and a fraudulent order and ensure that the fraudulent orders are canceled immediately. Shopify does offer some basic fraud prevention tools with its fraud filter, and there are some gaps in that service and a few things that we'll talk about on the show and we'll dig in a little later. This solution's been around for years. It really is helping a lot of Shopify brands. And so I really want you to understand why it is this tool was built, why it's different than other tools on the market, and why it's different than maybe Shopify's native solution. So hi, Shoshana. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hi, Steve. I'm honored to be on today.
We're here today because I think it's super important. I think part of the reason why you're here, I think, is a lot of it is because e-commerce in general is significantly gone up. I think the latest stats I've heard, they're the last 8 to 12 weeks, 10% increase in e-commerce has gone up. Almost 10 years worth of growth has happened in the last 8 to 12 weeks. With that kind of crazy growth, I'm sure brings out a lot of, I guess, the underworld of commerce and fraud. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show today.
E-commerce has definitely changed significantly in the past couple of weeks and months. That's brought a big demand in our service, and I'll definitely explain why. It really goes on two ends. Firstly, there are a lot of people that are out of jobs, and as any provider needs to do is provide for their family. A lot of people would rather get a real job, but they can't because their source of income dried up. So a lot of people have simply turned to fraud. So there's a lot more fraud out there. And from an e-commerce merchant's perspective, a lot of companies are doing fraud prevention in-house. Their customer service team will manually review a couple of medium risk orders a day. But when e-commerce explodes and all of a sudden your online sales volume has doubled, so that means the regular customer service issues are doubling and the customer service reps simply don't have enough bandwidth to review orders. So it's also been, there's been a big need for our service simply because online businesses are having trouble doing the review on their own. Plus, of course, there's an increased volume in fraud attempts.
So I shared a quick overview at the top of the show, but on a high level, what does NoFraud do and what problems does it aim to solve for Shopify brands?
Shopify's native product is pretty decent at identifying the obvious fraud. And when we talk about obvious fraud, it's, you know, imagine page one of Fraud 101. I'm a new fraudster. I want to start, you know, stealing. So I'm going to use a proxy IP. I'm going to ship internationally using a freight forwarder. I'm going to hide my identity using a brand new email address and put in a fake phone number. You know, that type of fraud Shopify is pretty decent at identifying. But what it doesn't do is a couple of different things. So the first is manual review. Transactions needs to be reviewed. There's a red triangle, the orange triangle, and then, you know, safe to ship. But the ones that are medium risk, most companies will manually review those. So with NoFraud, we're a full service tool, which means that the burden of manual review is on NoFraud and it's not on the customer. So it really enables companies to focus on growing their business rather than becoming a fraud analyst. The second thing that it does is chargeback liability. There are many times where Shopify will say, yep, this order's safe to ship, and it results in a fraud chargeback. So companies are still left with paying back, you know, I wouldn't say paying back the bank because it actually just takes the money right out of the account, but they're left with the losses. And they're also left with a dispute if they're going to try to win that on their own. So with NoFraud, we take upon ourselves a liability. And when there is a fraud chargeback, we will dispute that as well on behalf of the customer. And another thing is false positives. We ran a study of Shopify's product versus that of NoFraud, and there was a big difference in the approval rate. Our stats showed that of all transactions that Shopify classified as high risk, we were able to approve 23.8% of those. And remember, these are backed by our guarantee. So if any of these had resulted in fraud chargebacks, then NoFraud would have paid the customer back, meaning straight up revenue for the customer. So there's a lot of false positives, elimination of manual review, elimination of chargeback liability. And those are the big value points that we bring to our customers.
So tell me a bit about the founder's journey leading up to the launch of NoFraud. Like, I'm always fascinated why people build what they build. And are you able to share, you know, what you believe, what uniquely positions that team, I guess, number one, to have the desire, and number two, to have the expertise to want to create this platform?
Sure. So NoFraud was founded by two e-com merchants. One was in the electronics industry and the other was in the jewelry industry. As you can imagine, both jewelry and electronics have a really high resale value. So when the fraudster is successful, it's really easy to get rid of the product on eBay or any other third-party marketplace. So when they encountered fraud, they looked out for a solution that really worked, and they didn't find anything on the market at that point. So they built their own tool and realized, you know, this is really effective. And if I'm struggling, it must be that others are struggling. That was really the foundation for how NoFraud was created.
Purpose built then. And I think that's a recurring theme I find on this show, is that a lot of it is in-house for their own purpose. And then they're like, wait a second, there's some value to others with the same platform.
That's exactly it. And, you know, woven throughout also is the understanding that we understand what online businesses go through and trying and struggling to grow their businesses quickly without the fear of fraud. And especially this is important when it comes to false positives. We know how hard online businesses work on their marketing strategies to bring in as many customers as possible. And when there's a false positive, meaning there's a transaction that you won't accept due to fears of fraud, it's a really big pity. So we try to eliminate as much as possible with our review process. It's something that NoFraud does. When we see a transaction that's in the middle of the risk continuum, we see trust and risk indicators on the order. Instead of saying, you know what, too many risk factors, I just don't feel comfortable accepting this order, we'll do the hard work and validate this transaction via a couple different methods. And the merchant or the online business gets to control how far NoFraud goes in validating the orders. We have many different layers of review, and the customer decides which ones they want to turn on.
So let's talk about fraud in general. I mean, it's obviously been a very hot topic. It's even hotter now, just with online transactions doubled, some places even tripled. And so are you able to share some of these topics and just certain things that you have seen, just so people are aware, they're listening today, about what sort of things are happening in the market?
Sure. So I guess we should start at the beginning. How are these cards even available? Where do they come from? Mm-hmm. So they come from two main places. So the first is data breaches. I'm sure we're all familiar with, there was a Target data breach and Star Wars and Capital One. I mean, unfortunately, card data is everywhere. There are organizations that try to keep the number of stolen card data down to a minimum, but the fraudsters are smart and they are able to exploit vulnerabilities in many different areas to be able to get card data. So that's one area. The other one is synthetic identities, and these are a lot trickier to deal with. But when there's a data breach that doesn't have card data but has information on people, your birthday, your social security number, where you live, what the fraudsters do is they create, you know, synthetic identities and cards they'll apply for credit cards in your name. You won't know about it. Or they'll do it in a child's name and they'll redirect the billing address to where they live or a drop zone. And the person will never even realize that there have been cards opened up in their name. And this card data ends up on your stores, unfortunately, at least in the form of attempts. And that's where no fraud comes in, because we want it to remain an attempt only. We want to obviously say, you know, this is not a good order. Don't accept it. It's going to result in a fraud chargeback.
So these stolen cards and this data, these manufactured cards, like identity theft. So how do these transactions like show up in Shopify then?
So it really depends on the different type of fraud attack. So there are many, many different forms of fraud schemes. So let's talk about the most common ones. So the first we'll talk about is, you know, basic reshipper fraud. So kind of what I insinuated before, fraudster says, you know what, my job's gone. It's not coming back. I am in tourism in Indonesia. The borders are closed. It's time to get a new job. I need to feed my family. They know they have a cousin that is making really good money. How does he do it? And then there we go. The fraudster has somebody to learn from, teaches him everything he knows, or at least the beginning parts of it. So he goes onto the dark web. He buys a bunch of cards and he starts shopping. Everyone always starts at Apple and Amazon, but then they realize that it's bulletproof over there. And then it's, you know, slowly trickles down into you know, smaller stores based on either ads that pop up on Facebook or where they've recently shopped. And they will say, okay, great, you know, I'm going to just take the stolen card. I'm going to shop online. And I, you know, obviously I'm international. I live in Indonesia. So I'm just going to send it via freight forwarder. No problem. These are US addresses and they just redirect packages. You know, I'm going to hide my identity. That's, you know, fraud 101, the easiest type of fraud to identify. That's what I would say is like beginner fraud. Then the fraudsters realize, you know, this is not working, you know, either because they don't get through very often. So what they'll try to a more sophisticated form of fraud. So one form of fraud that we've seen very often is called triangulation fraud. Triangulation fraud is called triangulation fraud because there are three people involved. So there's the fraudster, there's the e-com store, and then there's the innocent shopper. So the innocent shopper goes to a store that, say, sells supplements. They're great supplements. They make you lose weight in 5 minutes. This is great. I really want to buy it. But you know what? $60 a bottle. Let me see if I can find it elsewhere. So they go onto eBay and they're like, oh, look, it's $46 on eBay. Great. I'm going to go and shop on eBay. They'll use their actual credit card, shop on eBay, and they will buy the bottle for $46. Now, the owner of that eBay store is actually not the brand owner of the supplements. It's a fraudster. What they do is they use stolen cards that they got from elsewhere, not from eBay. So, you know, eBay has their own checkout. They use a stolen card. They'll go to the supplement store, you know, John's Supplements, and they'll make a purchase for $60, full price. And what they'll do is they'll ship the product to their customer on eBay. So the customer on eBay gets their product. They have no idea that it came from somewhere else. They get great feedback. Their store is gaining traction on eBay or any type of third-party marketplace. And the online business is meanwhile saying, what's going on? I'm getting so much fraud. Billing and shipping are different, but they're, you know, it seems like this person lives at that address. Like I don't see any other, you know, the house is a nice house that it's going to. They're kind of left scratching their head on what's going on over here. So that's a very, very common fraud pattern that we've seen. And in the past 2 years, it's really increased in frequency. Some smart business owners are able to figure out what's going on. Like they'll track the person down and they'll say, oh no, I didn't buy it here. I bought it on eBay. And they'll realize what's going on and they'll go to eBay and try to get that store shut down. But that takes a while. During this entire time, orders are going out the door that are fraudulent. So the ideal way, obviously, is to stop it at its source. And that is where we would be able to identify that something doesn't look good on this order. We would connect the dots. On the most sophisticated end, one of the more sophisticated fraud schemes that we've seen is called mule fraud. Now, a fraud mule is somebody that is used to help fraudsters. They may or may not know exactly what's going on, but they are often in the know that something doesn't smell right. So what we saw last summer was a very sophisticated fraud attack. This is how it works. The fraudsters became aware of a vulnerability that Capital One, you can change the billing address if you sweet talk the rep to get them to change the billing address. So what they did was they recruited fraud mules in the United States to make orders. The way that they got their mules was either via Russian newspapers, Instagram. There were a couple of different ways that they got their individuals to make these orders. So they said, here's a great way to make a quick $300. I'm international. I want this particular laptop. And there were a couple of products that they targeted. You know, I can't order it. This company doesn't ship overseas. Can you make the order for me? And I'm going to give you a label that you'll just slap on to the package and you're going to drop it off at either a UPS store or a freight forwarder. There were a couple of different versions. You know, and they said, great, you know, we're going to give you $300. Just give us your address so that we can send you a check. Once they got the address, what they did was they exploited that vulnerability in Capital One, had the billing address changed to that of the fraud mule. And when the order came through, the billing address was a match. The product was going to the address on the order, but it was fraud. So this was a much more sophisticated type of pattern, which the Shopify native product is definitely not going to catch that. You need a lot of machine learning, AI, in order to identify, because the patterns were very, very subtle. Everything else matched up. The person lived there, they used their own phone number. I mean, when I say the person, I mean the fraud mule. They used their own phone number, their own email address. You know, it was the patterns were very, very subtle on this type of fraud. So, you know, there you go, the gamut of, you know, easy, medium, and really difficult to detect types of fraud patterns. And these are the ones that we know how to identify.
You know what, I've been in commerce for, gosh, since 2000, and I've had lots of fraud transactions against brands that I've launched, but this is life of learning. I've not heard of a lot of these things. And it's interesting that, you know, me, someone who's in this space, heavily into this space, running this podcast, like I get it. I know how to grow and scale an e-commerce company. And I knew the importance of having some kind of fraud detection measures in place, but I had no idea that it's as advanced as you've just shared today. And you know, thank you for sharing that. I think it's going to open a lot of people's minds about the importance of it. And we should maybe pivot a bit into, well, now that we know these different types and probably emerging types too, that you just don't even want to talk about that you cover, but can you share about maybe how no fraud is now helping to catch a lot of these, like as it relates now to Shopify brands?
Sure. So in a couple of different ways, fraudsters generally leave a trail of breadcrumbs. Some leave a lot more than others. So we take a look at those. So fraudsters will typically, or often, not always, as you can clearly see, they will often try to hide their identities, right? So they'll, you know, use random email address. They'll use a proxy IP. They'll ship somewhere else, not to the billing address. So, you know, we use these little bits of data in order to identify if the transaction is legitimate or not. And of course, there's lots of machine learning and AI. And like I always like say, you know, we love using Siri and Alexa, and they're great, but sometimes they just don't get the answer right. So when we get to those difficult to detect transactions, we put some human intelligence on those orders so our responses are as accurate as possible.
So let's talk about, I know we shared a little bit at the beginning of the show about, I guess, the strength of no fraud versus what Shopify has natively in their risk analysis. Are you able to go through some, you know, and it's difficult maybe on the show to go through every single feature and benefit of what no fraud has, but it'd be interesting to see some highlights about, you know, why people are making the no fraud choice versus maybe just using Shopify's native solution.
So the best component, and I think the most loved feature, is the fact that we're fully managed. So that means Shopify's product is, you know, here is some data and you have to go make a decision. With no fraud, we do all of the decision work. So we do all the decisioning, we take out the guesswork involved in fraud prevention. If there's a review that needs to be done, no fraud does it on the customer's behalf. So it's like, you know, set and forget. So that's the biggest plus. One thing that our customers love is the chargeback guarantee. Now, this is optional. Some companies opt for it, some companies don't. Most do, but there is a subset of customers where charge protection does not make sense, meaning, you know, they have big margins, fraud isn't a huge issue, but they know if they take their eye off the ball, it will blow up. So no fraud will screen their orders without the guarantee. It's a little cheaper. But you know, the chargeback guarantee allows our customers to just not have to worry about making profit this month because they know whatever the no fraud fees are, that's all they're going to pay when it comes to fraud. There's also a much deeper analysis on every single transaction. So Shopify will put through a couple of different points. You know, the billing address is far from the shipping address. This pattern looks a little similar to previous fraud patterns that we've seen, but there isn't anything specific. And, these 17 reasons, and here's exactly why. There also isn't anyone to talk to if you have more questions on, can you tell us more? What is similar? Is it the billing address? Is it the email address you've seen before? What have you seen before? So with no fraud, if a customer of ours has a question on why a transaction passed or failed, or they're curious about anything, you can talk directly to a fraud analyst who will explain in greater detail. You know, if it wasn't viewable in the no fraud portal, we can explain to you, you know, yes, we saw this email address 2 weeks ago. They bought from 17 different stores, all shipped to the same address. They're absolutely fraudulent. And here's how we know. And we can give some more detail as well to our customers if they require more insight. And lastly, we often see that Shopify does not provide the correct response, and there's a lot of lost revenue. So our customers love the fact that NoFraud won't shy away from working on a difficult to validate transaction, and we do that all the time. So that really enables us to have a high customer approval rate. And you know, we always recommend when customers are considering using NoFraud, you know, go look in the Shopify App Store and go read our reviews. The threads that you'll see throughout are, you know, high approval rate, great customer service, which is, you know, what we're really proud of.
I want to ask a question about Shopify payments versus third-party gateways. I think that's an important distinction that we might want to make today as it relates to NoFraud. So a lot of brands, some I guess, or most, a lot of them certainly use Shopify payments, and that's just kind of part of the whole checkout flow. Some people are in regulated markets, so they're in cannabis or CBD, and they're forced to have to use a third-party gateway, Authorize.net and, you know, Braintree and other different, you know, connections. And so are you able to share just some details on a high level, I guess, about if you're on Shopify payments or a third-party gateway, how does NoFraud fit into that equation?
Sure, and that's a great question. So as long as you're using Shopify's checkout, NoFraud will work seamlessly no matter what payment gateway you're using. When it comes to third-party checkouts, that's another story. So third-party checkouts such as Cashier, Recharge, Cardhook, Bold Subscription, Zipify's One-Click Upsell, there's also Intercart, there's a bunch of them. With those third-party checkouts, what we've done is we've created a separate integration into all of them. So we're able to screen orders from those checkouts as well. It does require an additional one or two clicks when it comes to the setup.
I see. Okay. That's important because I think that, you know, currently there's quite a few brands that I manage that are in the subscription box company, being supplements or snacks and wine and all different things. And they're definitely using, because currently Shopify does not have card vaulting or subscription options built into their native Shopify payments checkout. And so they have to go to a third party. And so it's nice to see that there is that kind of connection with these third parties so that you still get the same kind of fraud protection that others would have natively. So that's awesome.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, we've seen a lot of fraud in subscriptions specifically. And the fraudsters are excellent networkers. Like, they will tell their friends, like ants at a picnic, hey guys, guess what I just discovered? You know, when you go to a store, see if they do a subscription, because subscription transactions just, you know, somehow go through when the regular transaction doesn't. And we've seen a lot of that in the past couple of months.
I'm sure you can appreciate this show has a pretty diverse range of listeners. You know, it's been around for a couple of years now. And if you were to give some advice to e-commerce entrepreneurs today, they're on Shopify, we're getting out of this pandemic right now, retail's opening up, but commerce is still really, really, really driving some big growth for everyone. Like, what sort of advice would you give these new, you know, and mid-market entrepreneurs today?
So if you find that you're spending a lot of resources trying to stop fraud, you're investing heavily in customer service reps that are trying to figure out if a transaction is legitimate or not, and, you know, and or if you're dealing with a lot of fraud chargebacks, implementing a fraud solution will save you money in the long run. And, you know, we're happy to help you figure that out. You know, we can help you crunch the numbers. We have a free 2-week trial. So at the very least, you can even see what NoFraud looks like and how easy fraud prevention can be when you're outsourcing it. So we do welcome you take a peek, install the app for a little bit. And we also offer, specifically with eCommerce Fastlane, we offer a free audit. So we're happy to show you the differences in responses between the Shopify native product and the NoFraud product. So you're able to view how many more transactions you can accept with NoFraud.
Let's talk about the future for NoFraud too. I'm always curious to see if, you know, the innovation or any kind of alignment. I just would love to hear how the product is going to continue evolving. Obviously, the fraudsters are creating new ways of, you know, trying to rip off brands, and Shopify being a major player on the marketplace for commerce entrepreneurs. So I'm just curious to see what NoFraud is doing now and into the future.
Sure. So fraud constantly evolves, and there's new technologies that keep evolving to help stay ahead of the fraudster. So we're always monitoring the latest technologies to add more layers when needed. From a customer support perspective and a financial perspective, we also understand not every customer wants the chargeback guarantee. So we've added different layers of service to help accommodate the level of fraud prevention need every customer has. We're constantly looking into further integrations into different third-party checkouts and optimizing those so that for example, something that we did with Recharge is that not only can we screen the recharge orders, but we can also cancel them. And we can also cancel the subscription. So even though we've canceled one order, it's going to keep going out unless the subscription is canceled. So we've ensured that it is as hands-off as possible with all of these third-party checkouts.
So we are nearing the end of the show for today, and this has been really educational for me. And, you know, I thank you. I'm glad we synced our calendars. I'm glad that you're able to come today, because I think a lot of people are under a lot of miseducation about what sort of things they can do to protect their brand. And if chargebacks is something that's on your mind, it's been happening quite a bit, smart to have a look at what NoFraud is offering. So how can people learn more about the NoFraud app and solution?
So the first place to go is our website. We describe in great detail what we do and how we do it. I also recommend you take a look at the reviews on the Shopify App Store to hear existing customers' experiences with NoFraud. I also recommend that if you're really curious, you try it out for 2 weeks. We have a 2-week free trial, and the best way to really learn about how a solution works is to actually try it, play with it, enjoy the blacklist and the whitelist, which our customers really love, and enjoy not having to review orders, ask questions, ask our analysts why a transaction passed or failed. And that way you'll be able to really experience what it's like to be a NoFraud customer.
I love that 2-week trial. I think that's an important part of at least taking it for a spin. And I know we did speak offline before recording today, and I understand on top of the 2-week trial, I'd like to offer something a little bit extra special for those listening in today. Can you share some of those details?
So I kind of alluded to that in the previous conversation, but NoFraud loves to provide audits to customers where we run NoFraud's product or in any other product. There are a couple others in the Shopify App Store and NoFraud together, and we can show you the differences in responses and response rates. We've done this several times, many times. We've always come up having a higher approval rate, and we'd love to show you the actual order examples that you may have canceled due to suspicions of fraud, but you can now ship safely because NoFraud's got your back.
Love it. So I'll have a landing page, ecommercefastlane.com/NoFraud, and it's going to redirect to the landing page to take Shoshan up on that offer. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much again for coming on the show. It's very clear to me that Shopify's mission, is to make commerce better for everyone. And it's very clear now, based on this recording, that you and the NoFraud team, you really are in tight alignment. You really do want to help Shopify brands grow and scale, get more orders approved, have that guarantee on some of the orders that maybe Shopify is just putting as high risk. And, overall, that allows you to capture a new customer and helps you build lifetime value. So, thanks again for taking time and giving back to the Shopify ecosystem today.
My pleasure, and thanks for having me.
This episode was brought to you by ShipBob, one of the fastest growing tech companies in America that's powering the direct-to-consumer revolution. Join over 3,000 e-commerce brands that choose ShipBob as their fulfillment partner and start scaling your business by delivering remarkable customer experiences. You can get more details by heading on over to ShipBob.com. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.